Mufasa, what are you doing? No.
Bad kitty.
Say hello. That's
Oh,
Mufasa.
we're recording.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, guys. This is one of our getting way drunker podcasts. We have started season one, episode one, episode two, and now we're on episode three.
The experiment,
I
I
was just gonna
believe,
ask.
is what is this called?
Is that what it's called? That's what I was gonna say.
Oh, okay.
Is it called the experiment?
I think so.
I hope so. Well, if you're tuning
It's
in,
an experiment. We'll find
it's the,
out.
yeah, we'll find out. Drew and I got our cigarettes and our food.
I need the experiment.
I mean, don't smoke, don't do drugs, don't drink. Just kidding, do all this stuff. But so yeah, we're on episode three. We are enjoying our time. We're hoping that you're enjoying your time as well. We're going to keep these episodes down to about like 30 minutes. I would hate to be one of those podcasts I listen to where it's like, let's just talk for 15 minutes about nothing and then get into it.
Isn't that the point of a podcast, though?
Maybe. No. I feel like the
No.
point of the podcast is the point that we made the podcast about, which
So
is the point.
you all really hate us. You just want to watch Degrassi with us.
Nah, nobody hates us. Come on. Everyone who's met us is like, you guys are awesome. That was the cockiest thing I think I've ever said.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. All right. So, Drew, are you ready to press play?
Yeah,
Or
I
are you
guess.
into that pizza right
I'm
now?
really into that pizza.
Okay. So we're going to play Degrassi Junior High,
Ready?
which we had decided was.
Oh my God, I'm
All right. I'll play it and then I'll keep talking. Ready in three, two, one, play. We decided Degrassi Junior High we like just as much as Degrassi the next generation. Next class sucks. But we'll get there eventually. Morning, Mr. Radich.
I'll be handing back your last papers tomorrow. In the meantime, I want you to start on your next assignment. I want you to argue a point of view.
Arthur got a haircut.
That means that this
Did
whole
he?
trial starts.
Yeah, look at his head.
Each sentence.
Arthur, this is
that I want
great.
a three-paragraph
Just think.
body.
Be on the same team together.
Mr. Yik Yu, who else? Listen, Mr. Yu, the disorganized. Your work is.
Even when Mr. Radish
I'm going
says
to
it sounds like a
introduce you to
curse.
your
Mr.
assignment.
Yik Yu!
There's 10 seconds left. You're down by 50 points, and you don't seem to care. Kindly pay attention. Therefore, for next week, I would like to see clear essays, original essays, on time essays.
Wake up in the morning, it feels high and lonely.
Gee, I've got to go to school.
I don't think I can make it, don't think I can take it. I wonder what I'm gonna do.
True. True. Wait!
You think I wouldn't do that? You don't know me.
I know you way too well. Considering you're single right now, I hope you know the woman that you marry. I'm gonna know you better than she ever will. I've known you for at least 7 years longer than any woman you'll marry. She's gotta get my approval.
What if I met her before I met you?
Doubt it.
Little. I have like shoved pizza in my face.
You're attractive. Did she say you would wish that you were never hatched?
They're bird people.
They're bird people. You gotta stop talking with your mouth full.
You're beautiful. I have to tell you that you're beautiful.
Oh, Kathleen and Melanie!
Parties. I thought there'd be lots of parties. Not political parties, but real parties. With music and boys, potato chips, and dancing. Drugs. My mom
And drugs.
Her face changed as soon as she said that.
For sure, with him?
Oh, hell yeah.
I totally try drugs.
Yo, he's like a foot taller than everybody in that class. Oh, God.
Just relax and concentrate, Arthur.
Who's this gym teacher?
I don't know how to relax. They only know how to study.
Oh, I thought I was going to make it. I'm disappointed now.
Damn it.
Come on, Yik. Let's go, Yik. Yik you. Yik me? No, Yik you.
Yik you? No, Yik me.
Because he made one shot.
I'm sort of wondering if you could maybe show me some stuff. Of course, if you're too busy.
Sure. We're friends, right?
Fine.
Aww.
I think the main thing is that you're holding the ball like this. And you should hold it like this.
He's holding the ball wrong.
Yeah.
Yik knows how to handle balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should teach him how to handle your balls.
Wow,
Arthur, you suck, yeah.
We need Jimmy Brooks up in here.
We need some Jimmy Brooks. In a wheelchair, Jimmy Brooks is better than Arthur.
Sorry about getting you into trouble with Mr. Radich. What's your fault? He's always picking on
you.
He hates me.
Is he racist?
Probably.
It is Mr. Radich.
He doesn't even read my stuff. Sure he does. No, he doesn't. Stop your stereotypes. You can hand in Einstein's paper and I still get a deer neck, as usual.
If you handed in Einstein's paper, he'd probably realize it and you'd fail for plagiarism.
Mm-hmm.
Did he just make a Yo Mama joke?
Mm-hmm.
An experiment.
That's amazing. So before his time. It was so 90s.
Suppose I got you a paper from Radich's class last year. You could copy it and hand it in, and then we'd know if we marked you harder.
But he'll recognize it.
Oh, he won't recognize one paper. He's got 5 classes. That's probably...
How is he doing that math on his watch?
This is the future.
Excuse me, it's the 80s. Apple Watches didn't come out for like 30 years.
But he's a GURP. He's got that technology.
He's such a GURP.
Never mind, it's a long story.
Isn't that weird how people have Apple Watches? Like, I just see people staring at their watches and like typing into it. And it's like, how? What? We live in the future.
I just don't
want to
get
hooked. I don't want to get
hooked. I don't want to be punished and be horrible poverty, rats, and lice and everything. I just want to try drugs. What?
Oh my God.
Jeremiah.
Oh my God, Joey, you're the worst.
For pharmacy. At your service.
Are you kidding me? Pharmacy starts with a P.
We get that, Alana.
Oh, right. I forgot. We're all smart.
It does? Oh my God, Alana, thank God you're here watching with us.
I know, right?
We would not have gotten that joke otherwise.
Now I really want to know what the F stands for. Joey F. Jeremiah?
Joey fucking Jeremiah.
Oh my God, that's definitely it.
Sure. Right, Kathleen?
I hope it stands for wait for it.
Yeah.
We're not going there. We're not going
there.
We're
not going there.
Catch you later.
Melanie?
Who is it?
You get in so much trouble for having a scarf, really? Yeah. And you look like you were doing something wrong.
Just say, Mom. Oh.
Why would they get in trouble for having a scarf?
You
Because it's a horse scarf. Oh. It's got sparkles on it.
Got it.
You were in Mr. Ratch's
It is a horse scarf.
Last year, weren't you?
Yeah, so get to the point.
Well, I was sort of wondering if you could maybe let me borrow one of your papers from last year. It's strictly for research. I just want to compare something. Trust me.
So, like, I'm an only child. And if I were, like, an older sister, I would absolutely 100% never let my younger brother or sister borrow my shit from school. Not just, like, on a principal thing, but it's also, like, a... I had to sit down and do all that work. Screw you. What am I getting in return?
No, see, it's not like that. It's like, she'd hand it over and be like, just don't copy it word for word.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh my god.
Me and my sister used to do each other's homework.
How? You're like 2 years younger than your sister.
Yeah, but I was good in the subjects she sucked at, and she was good in the subjects I didn't like.
See, subtle. Subtle. See, that guys, that was Drew just saying subtle. I was good at the subjects she sucked at, and she was good at the subjects I didn't like. Not that he wasn't smart and didn't, like, was good at them.
I was a straight-A student.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No pain, no pain. It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Why?
I don't know.
No pills, no thrills.
Cause, I got knowledge.
Because you spend your days off drinking 40s and watching Degrassi, that's why.
Only when I'm off with you.
That's true.
And you'll be pushing up dandelions.
Nice sunglasses, Joey.
Instant insanity. And I thought you guys were streetwise. Look, you take the pill. Put it in your mouth. Swallow. Oh, wow. Mild. Cool. Very cool.
What a jerk. Do people actually do this?
Oh, yeah.
Why have you lived so much more of life than I have? I went to high school, too, you know.
Did you?
I was on the track team. I didn't do shit. I didn't do anything except run.
If you're not, then you go first.
Take it. Take it. Take the drugs.
Do your drugs. Yes.
Yes.
Come to
do
the dark
them.
Side. Now.
Yes.
Do you feel it?
Do you feel anything?
Feel anything? Oh, yeah. Cool. Very cool.
Oh my god.
Totally cool, man.
For sure. Mile. Very mile.
They're so retarded.
Are you crazy or something?
You're crazy. I mean, selling drugs. Meals, my man. Have a little faith. Vitamin pills? I saved these kids from a life of destitution and gave them nerves and vitamins. You are crazy, man.
You're so retarded. That was like the first time I tried pot.
Yeah.
You're just agreeing. You're just like, I was too.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Radich, sir?
Early. Well, Mr. Goo the Disorganized, I'm impressed.
Don't worry about the text. Or if he finds out. He won't find out. And anyways, even if he does, it's a scientific experiment. Nothing will go wrong.
Mufasa, you're such a whore.
Susie?
Licking people.
He's in a cuddly mood right now.
Melanie?
Now that he pooped and ran all over the place and was mad at us for a little bit.
Yeah.
Very imaginative. Where do you get your ideas?
Drugs.
Drugs.
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
An A. An A minus, true. But an A nonetheless. Congratulations, Dick. Real improvement. Next week's assignment.
Oh, he doesn't just hate you. You just suck.
We're going to send a letter to a world leader.
No, because the old one got an A.
Of what a letter is to look like.
I got A minus, and Stephanie got B plus for the exact same paper.
She got a B plus.
Yeah, he said he hates you. That person doesn't, because you got a better mark than usual. But don't you see? This proves he's an unfair marker. The mark should be the same. He still thinks I'm dumb. He was so impressed I could do anything. He gave me too good a mark.
So why don't you...
Maybe you
put some
talk
effort
to him
in.
About that. No way, now everything's perfect. You gotta keep giving me Stephanie's papers. Wait a minute. Once is an experiment to prove a point, but twice is cheating. Come on, Arthur. It's just so no one to get into trouble.
Gosh golly, I don't want to get in trouble.
And it's not that he's an unfair marker. He just sees that you've improved a bunch. He's throwing you a bone. Take it.
I mean, teachers aren't perfect. They're people.
Yeah.
Maybe he was having a shitty day when he graded Stephanie K's paper.
Who is it? Me. What do you want?
I brought back your paper.
Thanks. Throw it on the desk. Yes.
What is that background?
I think it's their parents talking.
They need to be replicated.
Replicated?
Done more than once. To be sure of the results. So I was sort of wondering if I could maybe borrow another paper.
Arthur, are you in some kind of trouble?
No.
Aw, she's a good sister. Wait, I thought they didn't live together.
They don't. He's visiting.
Yes, I wasn't paying attention.
No, I don't tell Mom how you change your clothes every morning.
I was,
when
that's why I was
nice to you.
You
go around school wearing tons of makeup when you're not supposed to.
What?
I said I was paying attention. That's why I was an A student.
Oh my god. Oh, Joey and Wheels were besties. I feel like I didn't figure out who these characters were until, like, way deep into
it.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure we were also...
drunk.
Like, when we watched the first episode, we were already too drunk to be watching a new show.
Yeah.
They want some, too. Hey, Stephanie,
wheelchair girl!
Oh, wheelchair girl!
She cheats, but she's wholesome.
She's not cheating, she's doing drugs.
Oh. Different storyline.
I thought you were paying attention. I thought you were an A student, Drew.
Shut up.
Oh my god, he gets like a like legit drug dealer's thing. It's all what the fuck? Joey's got it hooked up. Yo, I would have been friends with Joey in middle school. 100%.
You were Vula, we've established that.
So what? I could have been Vula and friends with Joey at the same time. I wasn't as sheltered as Vula. Wheelchair.
Before we get started, I'd like to quickly give you back your papers.
Oh, and they're all on drugs.
They're all on vitamins. You're stupid.
The papers generally were better than the last batch. I was particularly interested in yours, Mr. Yu. As I was quite taken by what you wrote. It was clear, lucid. Yes, I was impressed. Not as impressed as I was last year when I first read this paper.
Ooh, you got caught.
Why? How did you get Stephanie K's paper?
Yeah, he's
a, waiting, Mr. Yu.
Why is he calling him out in front of the class like that?
Because that's how he used to be. How have you not... Really? Your teacher has never done that to you?
I never needed to be called out. A student.
I mean, I never needed to be either, but...
You got a very good mark on your last paper.
Yeah, but it wasn't even...
If I was a teacher, I'd do that, too, because it's just like, it's not enough for you to get in trouble. It's like, I'm going to embarrass you, too.
So you must admit, it is kind of confusing when two people get different marks on the same paper.
Literature, Mr. Kobold.
Well, his claws are getting real long.
I gotta cut him.
Yeah.
You stereotype people.
They're like curling back.
You stereotype people? He gave you a better grade than her.
Because he's Asian.
You're both talking nonsense. Besides,
you're right.
You never imperfection in the system justify cheating. I want a paper from both of you on why you did this and why it was wrong. You'll write that paper tonight during detention, and you'll stay until it's finished. Am I making myself understood?
Too bad you're not smart, because if that's all my punishment was, is to wait until my paper was done in detention, have that shit done in 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, alright, and no research involved, just my feelings, got that shit.
It's like the SATs, just
yeah.
Pump that out.
Dude, I miss school. Like, this kind of school. It's easy.
So easy.
Ugh, now I gotta write a business plan, and it's, like, fucking hard.
Selling drugs.
What?
Was so
cool. Look, I don't care what you think, but drugs are dangerous.
You think I'm crazy. I wouldn't sell drugs. Or even take them.
I like how they're just drugs. Like, not a drug. But he's just got drugs. They do stuff.
They just thought they were stoned.
But you were done stealing. You cheated the other
day. Hey, lessons don't come cheap.
Oh, they hurt. How are things so easy to hear in that soda shop? They both overheard each other twice. Writing on the desk. What an asshole. What is he doing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, someone's at the door.
Mm-hmm. Never had a detention before. My dad is going to be so disappointed with me.
This is so unfair. Missing basketball practice and everything.
You deliberately disobeyed me.
We did choose.
What?
Experiment.
I don't know. I'm laughing to myself right now.
I can't write paper.
Sure you can. You just have to try.
Which side are you on? See if I help you practice basketball again. As if you had any hope.
Wow, you're an asshole.
Well, at least I'm trying to play basketball. You're not trying. You're cheating. You never do any work. You're just using Mr. Radich as an excuse.
Arthur, come on.
No, you come on. You say he's stereotyping you. If you want him to stop thinking that you're dumb, prove that you're not.
Stop being dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what was he holding? A Clorox wipe? That's why I was so confused. I'm like, are you going to wipe off
the
desk?
He just chloroformed the teacher. He's going to do stuff to her later.
It is Mr. Radich.
Don't worry
about it. It is Mr. Radich. I mean...
He's got that rapey mustache.
Mm-hmm. He gets fired later after the whole Rick thing. I'm sorry. I mean, you'll find out. Stay tuned.
I mean, we don't know what's happening.
Concession. Did you see that big-ass poster that's just like concession on it?
It's like a planet.
Yeah. What does it even mean? Aw, did he apply himself? I hope so. I hope this show teaches us lessons and morals.
I need some more morals.
I need more morals in my life. I feel like Degrassi helps me be a better person. But probably a shittier person from how much I drink.
What?
He wrote three paragraphs!
What the fuck? Oh, I guess he was in seventh grade.
Yeah,
or grade
that's
seven.
True. Three paragraphs. Yeah.
I cheated. I'm sorry. I did bad.
The intro of our business plan is five paragraphs long, and I wrote that in, like, less than an hour.
Well, you're not in grade 7.
Well, I wish I was.
He's got so much Playboy shit in his locker.
He's got a lot of Playboy shit in his locker.
Can you buy some more? Vitamins, huh? It was a joke. Can't you take a joke? Ha, ha. Where's our money? We want it right now.
Kathleen Mead.
You do have our money, don't you? Sort of.
So we're gonna get, wheelchair girl on your ass.
Can I find your clothes?
She's gonna run over your legs. Look at her go!
Wheelchair girl, you go! You're faster, you're on wheels!
She ran over that book.
Oh my god, she's reckless. She's a reckless driver. I'm not tired.
There you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, there's a few minutes left. I'd like to read an assignment that one of you wrote. I think it's very good. Stereotypes. When you stereotype people, you box them in instead of looking at them fresh. I know someone who's brainy, so you probably think he's just a nerd and can't play basketball. But he can. I've seen him. I know another kid who's good at sports, but disorganized at school. You probably think he's dumb, but he's not. Especially when he really wants to accomplish something. Maybe he has to try harder, but he gets really discouraged when people call him names.
Aww.
Even if they think it's a joke.
Oh, we learned a lesson here.
Mm-hmm. Wait, really? His paper was, like, 3 sentences long?
Yeah, right?
Dick? Come here, please.
Remember a teacher once read my paper out loud one time, and he's like, I'm gonna read one of your papers out loud, and, like, as soon as he started reading it, I was like, oh, no, don't, that's mine, and he was like, well, you didn't have to tell everybody, and I was like, fuck.
An A paper. For real this time.
For realsies.
How about a clean slate? We'll both start over.
Aww.
I'll try harder. You'll try harder.
And I'll stop hating Asians.
Calling you Mr. You Chank. Disorganized. Deal.
Aww.
Aww, they're friends now.
Oh, I thought it was about to cut.
No, that's when it should have ended.
It's when it should have ended, yeah, but it never does. It's like mid-sentence.
I guess it rather shall be.
You're too busy. No, I'm not too busy.
Can't
help me. Stop eating here at 2 o'clock.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh,
drug
crazed homies.
Stole
my clothes.
Oh, my God.
Great. Back in there.
Good for Joey.
Good for them. Oh, it ended appropriately this time.
It did. This is like the one time it ended appropriately. That's a good spot to end it. Not, you know, in the middle of an abortion. I'm sorry, did I say that?
You keep ruining things.
I'm not ruining anything. I was just throwing out a random example of anything. All right. I say we do 2 more.
2 more.
I was gonna say 1 more, but you know we're gonna want to do 2. Alright, guys. This was great.
Until next time.
Until next time. Which is like 2 minutes from now for
no,
us.
No, it's a week from now for you guys.
I think I'm gonna do like 2 a week.
2 a week is too much.
But how many fucking episodes of Degrassi are there? And think about how often we do this. And we already have a lot pre-recorded.
We'll discuss this off camera.
True. You got a face for radio. Come on now. I'm kidding. That was really mean. We're drunk.